call the show.
I almost pooped my pants this morning, and I really don't dislike, Tiny Tim.
402-466-3776.
I should stay up front. I kind of hate your radio show.
How often do you listen?
I don't know. Probably like 4 times a week.
Now, back to the show.
Hip, hip, hooray.
Just hit the east side of the LBC on a mission trying to find Mr. Warren G. Seen a car full of girls, ain't no
he does, he's got
tweak.
It. All you searching, yeah. What's up with 21? Welcome back into Greggeth and Hooks. Willie J in there is owning that outfit. You're right, he's got it. He's like, what's wrong with you, man? What's wrong? You see, you keep doing these little, like, shaking your head things.
Yeah, we don't understand.
Nobody is happier it's Friday than Willie J right now. Nobody.
To get rid of us.
He had like a 3-day work week.
Look at that. Whoa. Now that's the look right there, buddy.
Look at this.
What do you wear to, are you going to the Husker game? What are you wearing?
Welcome to the show, Willie J.
Yeah, I'm going to be rocking the jersey.
Which one?
I don't know any players' names on Creighton, otherwise I'd start throwing out those names.
Which jersey?
I think it's got number 1 on it.
Nice.
It's like the only one you can buy.
We haven't said if it's a Husker jersey or a Creighton jersey yet.
The Husker jersey, okay. Of course.
Here's the deal. Now that we've given you a hard time, I'll show.
Yes.
Willie J is a diehard Nebraska basketball.
Yes, he is. Without a question, he is.
He actually gets in arguments with like other players on the other teams on Twitter.
Yes.
It's happened before.
Awesome.
Yeah.
No, fan bases.
And fan base. Yeah. Willie J like brings the thunder so that he gets in fights with entire fan bases. I really, the first time I met him actually, because he was getting in a fight with, was it Harms?
Harms. No. Harms is the, well, yeah, him too. But I also, I got mad at the other guy. Haas, I think his
Haas.
Name was.
Yeah, the
Haas.
Ugly dude.
Yeah.
With the hair.
Yeah.
With flipping the bad diseases.
So you got an argument with him. Haas, the big one.
Definitely. No, yeah, you just.
Got all those different venereal diseases.
There's been those players that we all hate. Yes. I mean,
or whatever it is.
Gibbs.
Oh, that's awful.
Grant Gibbs at Creighton, we hated him.
Oh, yeah.
Aaron Kraft, Ohio State.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh.
Hated him.
Who did you hate more, Gibbs or Kraft? Gibbs. Yes, Gibbs.
Gibbs was pretty bad. I think they have a house together somewhere. But
probably.
No, I think we're going to beat their butt.
In Iowa, I would assume.
Yeah.
That's the only place I could imagine those two guys living.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so we were talking about it just as we went to break. We'll start with Texas and Oklahoma potentially coming to the Big Ten. Dude, I'm not going to lie. 5 years ago, I said this makes total sense to me. I hate Texas as much as the next guy. But if you can absorb the Longhorn Network into the Big Ten Network, you're gaining that entire state.
Yeah, watch out there.
You also are bringing in Oklahoma, so you're getting two marquee teams.
Sure.
You got the Nebraska and then matchup. But the amount of money, just end all be all, the amount of money this conference would be flush with by adding that would be off the charts.
Yeah. And honestly, that's probably the only reason I'd consider doing it.
So you're in the same boat as that you would rather not have Texas, but we can use them to make more money,
yeah,
so it's worth it.
And that's what it is. And mostly just because look at the history of Texas just trying to take over and run everything that they touch, right? And that's part of the reason why we ended up leaving the Big 12 in the first place, right, and going to the Big 10 was because of the whole Longhorn Network thing and Texas's influence on everything. And I think that was a big, you know, promoter of us going to the Big Ten.
Mm-hmm.
But at the end of the day, right, the money talks, right? And adding more money and more resources and more exposure to the university and the system itself would help out everything around here. And you also look at it, by adding a couple more southern schools or more southern schools, it'd probably improve baseball situation a lot, right?
Yes.
Just because it cannot be easy recruiting folks to baseball up here in the Big Ten schools, right? Because those southern schools, they're outdoor all year round, right?
Yep. That's a great point. I didn't even think about
the other sports.
And you think about things like even golf and tennis and the other things, right? They're just year-round kind of outdoor sports, right? It'd be nice to maybe have an angle that says, listen, we're going to play more games in the South, right? Mm-hmm. Early in the season then, right? Instead of going to Michigan, right, to play a baseball, you know, tournament, right? We're going to go down to Texas, right? That'd be better.
Yep. The other part about that, I know, Nick, we were on, they were talking about going no divisions.
Yeah, no more.
No more division. No more East-West.
What if we split up into, we'll call it legends and leaders?
Oh, yeah.
What if we do?
Yeah. Do that again.
Yeah, that'd be awesome again. It'd be weird. I don't know that I'm.
Then you got one.
Where does Iowa go in that scenario?
See, I'm all for the no divisions thing when you've got, when you don't have, what do we have, 16 teams in the Big Ten now, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, at some point, you got to figure out how you're going to get the two best teams into your championship game if you're going to continue to have one. Once you're down to 10 teams, right, then it's simple. Everybody plays each other once and
move on.
Whoever's got the best record at the end of the time makes it. But you start, especially if you somehow added Oklahoma and Texas, which, let's be honest, probably never going to happen. Then you got 18 teams, and you're going to do it without divisions. And
see, I think that's crazy. If you're talking about Big Ten as a whole, and you go no division, right, and you get 18 teams, like there's less of a chance that somebody makes it to the playoff.
Yeah.
With a couple of other opportunities to lose to these teams.
Right.
Like, you end up with one losses across the board a lot, in that scenario. To me, you know, you get that extra. I think there's more of a chance with the teams right now with having an undefeated versus someone else going to a Big Ten championship. And I really think, because I think if you look at that playoff too, the playoff has dictated a lot that, in most cases, that the conference championships mean something to that deal.
To the playoff?
Yep, it's in some. So I mean, Alabama missed it not
if
one
you're in,
time.
Not if you're in the SEC.
Well, SEC is its own different bear.
Your number two team has a better chance than the Big 12 or the Pac-12's champion getting in. And if Clemson wouldn't have had the last couple years in the playoffs at the level that they did, I think Clemson would be getting screwed right now too. Because their conference sucks.
Yeah,
they have to.
Yeah, if they're not undefeated, they have one loss, they're out.
They're out.
They're out.
They have to
because their conference stinks.
They had to win their championship to get in.
Yeah,
it's so. Here's why I think they need to slow their roll a little bit on this specific thing. Number one, if you do get Texas and Oklahoma here, leave it in the two sides because Texas and Oklahoma comes on a Nebraska side, so you've got Wisconsin, Texas, Oklahoma, Nebraska on this side, right?
Yeah,
you could throw Northwestern if you want in there, fine. I know they won it this year, but they're not, I don't know. And it has to be a down for either Iowa or Northwestern to win this thing. It has to be a down year for this side of the division of the conference. But you've got those teams. Then you look across, you got five good ones over there. Now you're perfectly split up.
Yeah.
It's good. They're both going to, and then actually, to be honest with you, you'll be able to look at those. You can kind of do it now, but you'll be able to look at those things and say, okay, all of those teams, because there's five of them, more than likely they'll all play one or two of each other on the other side.
Yeah.
So you're not having these years where, you know, the year that Iowa went and had their really good record, well, they played no one. They got all the easy games from the other side, and that was how they had that record. You know, or Wisconsin, even though they, like, you know, urinated down their leg this year, their schedule dictated they should have been a lot better than what they finished with.
Yeah.
Because they dodged everyone.
Yeah.
You know, but they ended up playing bad. But I think they need to slow their roll a little bit on that for those two reasons.
Yeah, no, I'd be fine with that. And if you ended up adding them, though, what would you have? You'd end up having 18 teams, 9 teams in each side, right? You'd play the other 8 teams in your division, right? And have one crossover game each year, right? It'd be a long time before you played other schools on the other side of things, right? But I don't know. That you start getting these massive conferences, it just from a logistical standpoint.
Down a little bit.
And then also you're going all the way, your conference spreads all the way from Texas all the way out to New Jersey, right? With Rutgers, right? Isn't that the furthest east school we've gotten to, or is Maryland? I guess
Maryland maybe
might be.
Or Penn State, one of those.
But I mean you got those east. I mean you're all the way across the country for those things.
Tweets coming in. And I want to phrase this correctly because I've been tweeting people back if you've noticed. I'm inviting our listeners down to the studio because Dane said that there are 16 teams in the Big Ten. There's actually 14.
Oh, there's only 14?
So I said, 16. I've been saying to them, If you want to come down and tell him in person he was wrong,
you feel free.
You are welcome.
He's your guy. We'll happily
come on down.
The invitation.
He's here. You can go talk to him. We'll line you up 10 yards away from each other. And, you guys, and as you run full speed at each other.
And you guys battle.
You guys can, we'll, whoever, we'll decide.
Well, my math ain't so good anymore, that's apparently.
Okay. Not a big deal. We
well,
are
there we
here.
Go. You don't have crossover to do math. Games each year.
We talk math. You don't do math.
We talk
any
sports,
math.
We don't talk math on this show.
Exactly.
You don't do math.
Correct.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah. Another thing. Nebraska grads don't care about math. Creighton grads worry about it. Advantage us. That's another, right? I think. Advantage Nebraska.
Not necessarily wrong.
Yeah.
Wow. Love this day. This
if
is
I
such
can't
a good
count
day.
How many beers I get at the bar, I can't tell my wife how many I had.
It's
I just had
fair.
Some.
That's exactly right.
That's exactly right. So I love my education.
It's always
great
the last
fans
one.
Keep their receipts. Nebraska fans don't.
Hide them from their significant others. Yeah,
yeah. They are. And
advantage us.
Going
advantage.
Back to your other one. We are smarter. They are dumb.
Yes, exactly.
It's not about the books.
Right.
Okay.
All of that is a fair. Those are fair statements.
Are there any conferences that have 16 teams currently in them? What does the SEC have?
Off the top of my head,
I don't believe so.
I think 14 is the highest. It's a race to get to 16, isn't it? Because we have 14. I don't believe anybody has 16 off the top of my head.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure 14 is the highest because it would be the SEC if it was anybody.
Or would it be the Pac-12? Pac-12? Do they actually have 12?
No, they have 14 also.
Yeah,
because they added
12 now.
Yeah. So, because I think it's the race to see who, because once teams start going to 16, it's probably going to be the ACC and the Big 12 that fall apart.
Really?
So here's if you want my big thought on
yes,
this
I
whole
do.
Deal. If the one weird entity that's out there is obviously Notre Dame. Notre Dame is floating out there, and unfortunately, they just made the playoff.
Yeah.
So they're going to say that I don't need to go to a conference.
Right.
So the weird thing is Notre Dame that's floating out there. But if, let's say, Nebraska goes to get Texas and Oklahoma, they bring them here. Big Ten's way better now than the SEC, where we are a superior conference. So I think it would move the SEC to try to talk Clemson, Florida State, and those schools into coming into the SEC to try to compete with what. Because also, you got to remember, we're talking money. Money is what matters.
Right.
I know we're like, oh, the competitive balance. No, Big Ten would be better.
Yeah,
that doesn't matter. It's
the
money.
All that matters is the money that
goes
to the conference.
And it's the fact that more than likely, ESPN would look at their contract with the SEC and go, huh, maybe we should slide on over here to this Big Ten now that it's got the two teams worth of crap out of the Big 12, right? So now the SEC is going to look over, and I think that's when they would say, okay, we have to bring in these. And it would actually just turn into probably Pac-12 would pick up a bunch of the teams from the Big 10 that were left over, or the Big 12.
Yeah.
So they would end up with, like, probably that's where Oklahoma State would go.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they'd go to the SEC, but more than likely out to the Pac-12, because you'd get, you know, those TCU and those schools would head that way. And then the SEC, which likes to be in that southeastern area, they would end up getting Clemson and some of those schools that are in there, and those would be like your three main conferences.
That'd be it, man.
How many would you end up with, right? Would you end up with four conferences then, each with 16 teams, like
probably
four kind of major
three
conferences?
Yes, or you could go three with, like, I think you could personally, I think there'd be a few teams that Kansas would still get to play because they have a good basketball team.
No.
Otherwise, they'd be toast. But I think there would be a few schools that you would see end up having to drop down a level or do something different, or because I think some would get we'd end up weeding out some of these schools.
You would absolutely do that for sure.
Honestly, I think at some point it's got to get to that, and I think it probably will get to that where some programs start dropping their football programs.
I also think that that's when we start paying players. Because now the money will be so flush,
yes.
So flush.
That'd be the time to
that's when
that.
You would start paying players.
Yeah.
And also because you now have that separation even more. So like schools like, I'm trying to think of one off the top of my head. What would be an ACC school that they would be like, okay, you're done. No more being in the Power 5 quote level conference.
Like a Boston College?
Yeah, maybe. That'd be a good one. So they would say, sorry, like you're not here to, yeah, you guys don't put enough into your program. You know, we don't want to cut up this TV package that we have here, the money from that with you. So you move down and all that'll come together. And those players that are in that top tier would get paid.
Yeah.
Something. I don't know what it would be. Still wouldn't be enough, but they get paid.
Can we move to like a relegation system like they do over in EuroLeague soccer?
That'd be fun. Right?
That would be.
Although, would we have been relegated already? 2 years in a row.
We'd have been
wins.
On the cusp. We'd have been on the cusp.
I'm all about that system. For those who don't know what that is, over in Europe, do you know what that is?
Nope.
Okay, so imagine this world, okay? This is awesome. So they've got their league, and then they've got a next level and a next level. And the bottom teams each year get dropped a level. And the teams that win the middle level bump up a level.
Yep.
So you're forced always to try to spend money to be good.
Wow, yes. Okay.
Because if you're bad enough, you're going to lose out big time.
Yeah, and then you drop big down time. And you're not making as much money and you're, all that kind of stuff.
It's hard, probably hard games. To get back that way.
You got to start spending money on players and development and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
It's an interesting idea. The thing that scares me about that is all it takes is one idiot to screw that whole thing up for that franchise, and usually it's the GM.
Yeah.
You know, if the GM doesn't know what they're doing and they pay the wrong money to the wrong person, they've set you back 10 years.
Right.
And we're only on this earth for so long. So, I my Royals would not have been in the Major League Baseball for 30 years.
No, they had to struggle for a while.
It would have sucked. It would have been AAA.
They finally got the right guy.
Yeah. It would have been, and by then, who knows if they'd have made it back or got that guy. So that would have been a bummer. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
That would have been a bummer. You would definitely have to start paying players.
But it is neat that they do that over there.
Yeah, it is interesting. Mm-hmm. It keeps all those games, especially the games against the worst teams, right?
Yes.
It keeps those games interesting, right?
It does. Well, and the worst teams, they try hard, but it also leads to running up the score on teams, which I'm always all about that. Like, yes, run up the score on everyone. I'm not all about being nice and dipping out early. I'm here to beat you as bad as possible. Your job is to stop me. If you can't, sorry.
It's your fault.
Parents, teach your kids that's wrong. I'm not going to. I'm going to run the score up on these people.
Beatdowns happen.
That's not my job. You tell them I'm being mean. But hopefully when they get here, they do the same thing.
Beatdowns happen. Life lessons.
Right. Right. I think.
It's true.
Learn to be Creighton. Losers.
It's true. Oh, man.
That was good. Real quick, because we only got a couple minutes left in the show, I believe. What's the score of this game tomorrow? What are we looking at? Creighton, Nebraska. What? I think it's a high-scoring affair.
I think it is. There's going to be lack. This thing's going to be somewhere in that mid-80s group, I think, somewhere in there. But 88-80 Huskers. There you go. We're going to shut the three down a little bit late.
I think it'll be a little lower than that. I'm going to go 78-74 Nebraska.
78-60 Nebraska. Yes!
Booyah!
Blow these fools out. We're going
to
run them off that.
There. I'm going to be down there like 1 o'clock tomorrow.
I need to get a line on some tickets. Actually, I'll just use my media pass.
There you go.
Abuse that thing like
you're already
I like
in.
To do. The media pass, I might be sitting right behind Ugg McDermott. There's no D. And Doug McDermott, because he doesn't play D. You get it.
I get it.
What kind of dad would teach his son how to only play offense? Imagine if he'd have taught him how to play defense. This kid is making a ton more money in the NBA. Bad parenting. If he'd have taught him how to play defense, this kid is making a ton more money in the NBA. Bad parenting 101 right there.
He cheated. Oh, not only cheated players, he cheated his kid.
That's right. Wow.
You guys are great. I appreciate it.